This is a Soulfire production.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Hello, my beautiful souls. Welcome back to the show. I am so grateful to be with you here on yet another episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. This is a topic I feel like you're interested in. I'm hoping you're coming to this show to learn all things money, wealth, abundance, ease, building a business, stepping into your power, becoming a true leader of the new earth. We're going to talk about the new earth a little bit more today. But I have no doubt if you are here, if you've been following my journey, if you were drawn to this show simply on Apple or Spotify or wherever you saw it, that you're spiritual. And if not totally spiritual, like as woo-woo as I am, you're at least spiritually curious. You wouldn't be here. I honestly think that the whole world is becoming spiritually curious. I think that today, here in 2024, I've been saying this for years, actually, it's just so exciting to be alive right now on this planet. It is a revolutionary moment of our evolution for so many reasons, good and bad. But I think at the core, humanity is waking up. And that is exciting because in that awakening, we are remembering how powerful we are. Full stop. That's it. That we don't need to be anointed worth. We are innately worthy. We don't have to be told we're loved and special. We fucking know we're loved and special. This is the remembrance that is happening as part of this awakening. And there are all of these tools and practices and frameworks and meditations and content, so much being offered right now, which is so exciting, that help us find our way back to that truth. And I'm here for it all. Why I want to talk about this and why I think it's such an important part of this show in The Spiritual Hustler is because over the course of my career, I'm here to speak from my own experience. Of course, I believe, and I've said this forever, that your business will only grow to the extent of which you grow, not just as a human being, but as a spiritual being. And every single moment of activation in my business, from the money to the followers, to the clients, to the team, to the awards, to the success, to the six-figure book deals, all of that came along the way of me doing this work. They were completely connected. And so I really want to break down, should you be a spiritually curious human being, which I'm assuming you are because you're human and you're here. I want to break down a couple of the most powerful things that I have learned in my own journey of spiritual curiosity that has led me deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the truth of who I am, as much as the truth of the universe. And we are partners, human beings and the cosmos. Our bodies are the bridge between the galactic universe and this physical plane called planet Earth. Our bodies are that bridge. We need it as much as it needs us. And so the deeper that I got into these sort of tactical, tangible things I'm going to touch on today, the more it opened up that expansive understanding of what this whole reality is actually about. And my spiritual curiosity led me to become spiritually ready, really ready to make spirituality the core focus of my life. People think that I'm an entrepreneur at my core, and I play that role well here in the 3D. I am good at business. I'm good at making money. I'm good at leading. I'm good at the matrix. Frankly, I can win in the matrix. I've figured that out. But I'm far more self-identified as a spiritual person than I am a business person. And so I'm sharing these things today with you as an offering, really, to start to pick up and play, get curious, try some things on. Here are some of the things that have worked for me that have led me to become what I would consider somewhat spiritually advanced, right? And then there's spiritual mastery. And I have plenty of gurus and teachers that I look up to and follow and get their codes from. And I'm not claiming I am that. But spiritual curiosity led me to becoming spiritually ready, which led me to become spiritually advanced. And as I have taken and charted that course, my whole life expanded. And yes, there has been dips and burnout, and I've talked very openly about that, and failures and pain and heartbreak. That's the human experience. That's the human condition. That's why we need our spiritual practice to continue to come home to remind us that this is all a part of our assignment. That all of the highs and lows, the roller coasters, the dark, the light, the polarity is what refines us. It's what makes us stronger. It's what makes us wiser and gives us our tenacity, grit, and most of all, our authenticity. That is the real reason I am so dedicated to the spiritual path. It has given me my confidence in who I am. And that is what I hope for you. That is truly what I'm here to enact and activate inside of your cells as you listen to this podcast today in your earbuds or on your stereo or in your car, wherever you might be. And thank you so much for being here with me today. I do not take your presence for granted. And so let's dive in. Let's dive into what it means to be spiritually curious. How can we satiate, I should say, that curiosity with some, what I would consider some rudimentary tools? And then we're going to scale up. Okay. So buckle up, because we're going to talk about aliens today, you guys. It's coming. Don't you worry. So one of the most powerful things that I have ever worked with, frankly, are oracle decks. Okay. Now, I was first introduced to an oracle deck by my coach, Gina. Shout out to Gina Moroda. I've talked about her for years. Back in, 2013, 2012, I had never pulled a card in my life. And in working with these oracle decks, you know, there's tarot cards, there's angel cards, there's oracle. I don't actually know how to read tarot. I like to get my tarot cards read, but an oracle deck is just really a soul experience where you just can pull a card, one card, you can do a spread. Usually the book and the little booklet in the front of the box tells you how to use that specific deck. But that moment with Gina in one of her sessions, I got a message. I actually don't even remember what it was, but I was like, holy moly, this deck has frequency. This deck and I are connected. This deck is giving me my message that I specifically needed in this moment in my life. So now I own like 50 decks. If you ever want to buy me a gift, send me a deck. No, I'm just kidding. I love me an angel card deck or an oracle deck. I literally can't get enough of them. And I just feel like at this stage, I have a relationship with all of them. They speak to me. But if you are feeling lost, if you feel like you are at a stage in your life, a moment in your life, a day in your life, where you need an answer, pull out a deck. This is one of my favorite tools for the spiritually curious. I obviously really love crystals. I am a crystal freak. A lot of people have a lot of thoughts on crystals. I feel like they're of the mineral kingdom. They're part of this earthly plane. They have an aliveness to them that has frequencies they exude that can heal, amplify, activate specific emotions in our bodies and in our psyches and in our energy fields. We can connect with them because they are living, breathing, existing things just like we are, just like a plant is, just like an animal is. I do believe that crystals hold that energy. And so I usually like to put crystals just in my space. I have a few in my wallet that represent abundance. My favorite crystal is Heliodor. It's a very rare crystal. Got it at a crystal store. You can probably go find one. Pyrite, fool's gold is also what it's called. Jade. Those are all really powerful crystals for activations of wealth. I also really love selenite, which is sort of like a crystal sage. You need burn sage to clear your energy. Selenite works the same way. And I like to put selenite wands on the windowsills throughout my house to just keep the energy clear that's coming in and out, make sure that it's protected, make sure that it's mine. And selenite, I believe, works beautifully. And the thing about crystals is you can really set them and forget them. Like, you don't have to commune with them every day. You just are intentional when you place them, and then you have, you know, them protecting you. That energy just exists around you. You don't necessarily have to bring consciousness to it all the time. Now, that said, you can work with crystals very consciously. I love to meditate with them. I have one of my absolute favorite crystals. I actually think it's right here. Hold on. In my studio, in my new spiritual hustler studio, this is pink opal. Pink opal represents, or holds the frequency, I should say, of self-love and compassion. So when I'm having a hard day, when I'm feeling insecure, when I'm feeling bad about my life, which happens, it happens often enough, I will meditate. I'll hold it. I'll put it on my heart. I'll sit with it on my lap while I work. I just keep it near me so that it's giving me that energy of compassion and self-love. It's one of my favorites. You could never go wrong with clear crystal, quartz crystal. It just clears other crystals, activates the space, just helps to clear your energy. I would say that you want to just find a really great crystal store in your neighborhood. I am a huge fan of the Nashville Crystal Store here in Nashville. I'm actually bringing on one of their owners on my show to go way deeper on this topic in a couple weeks. But I just wanted to share a little crash course 101 on crystals, because this is about being spiritually curious, not being spiritually masterful. Okay. Another really powerful thing I want to talk about are essential oils. Essential oils actually, and flower essences. So the energy of plants, we all know that when we're in nature, right? Think about when you're in like a big dense city, at least this is, I'll speak for myself. When you're in a big dense city all the time, you don't really feel necessarily like you're vibrating at your highest, because there's EMFs, there's concrete, there's density, there's other people's energy all around you. So to step into nature, it's partially why I moved to Nashville, frankly, and why most people love to just be outside and in nature, and we feel better. By spending a few hours in nature, we harmonize to our body's natural state and rhythm, because we are nature. You're no different than the trees, the flowers, the birds. We're all pieces of the Mother Earth. We're all pieces of Gaia. And when we are disconnected from her, that creates dis-ease in our bodies. And so a hack to help you survive the hustle, the toxic hustle, not the spiritual hustle, the hustle and bustle, the disconnection, the go-go-going, the removal from nature, I have found a really beautiful instant way to reconnect with the frequencies, specific frequencies of nature, is through essential oils and flower essences. I'm going to bring on an expert in the flower essence space on this show and really go deep on how that actually works. When you put the tinctures of the flower essences in your water and your tongue, you start to open your body up to map to that frequency of that flower. Essential oils work very similarly, I believe. You put essential oils, whether it's frankincense or blue lotus or rose, on your body, and you're shifting the energy of your body with that specific, literally they have hertzes, they have frequencies, all these different types of flowers and plants. And because we are physical beings and these are physical tools, I have found that this is a really beautiful entry point when exploring spirituality, to play with these oils and flower essences and see how your body shifts. You can literally completely transform how you're feeling, how you're thinking, how clear and safe and confident and loved you might feel by using these tools. We're going to go a lot deeper on this in another episode with an expert, but this is just what I have found to really, really work for me. Now, I want to really take you a little deeper. You guys ready? You guys ready to talk about aliens? If you're spiritually curious, if you are already like on the path, and you could probably teach me a few things. And I really have been so excited to share this part of this conversation. And we're going to talk a lot more about specifically the Pleiadians throughout this show. Because spoiler alert, my new book that comes out August 6, 2024, a few months away, has a massive through line of the Pleiadian messages throughout the entire book. So I'm not here to give you a whole masterclass on the Pleiadians, because I believe I'll have plenty of episodes that do that. But I really want to share that the crystals, the oils, the angel cartex, all of these things that kept just affirming to me, wow, there is a higher energy here. I am a co-creator of my reality, and I can shift my reality with not just the things I do, the crystals I hold, the oils I put on my body, but my mind. I am that powerful. I can shift my own reality with the power of my own thoughts. And these tools I've just shared were just tiny, tiny little breadcrumbs that led me on the path to more deeply understand, honestly, the principles and the rules of the human experience. And so in, 2015, 2016, roughly give or take, I came across a book, and I'm going to highly recommend this book. Maybe you've already read it. It's called Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. And she channeled this entire book as the Pleiadians. It's essentially the Pleiadians talking through her. And she channeled their messages as a conduit, because as I've said, we are that bridge. She is a very conscious bridge, a very open bridge, I should say. And this book became my Bible. I talk about this extensively in my new book, but I literally found this book and I felt like it had articulated everything that I always knew to be true, but never had words for. And the essence of what I have learned from them is everything truly that has been written in my messaging, coded in my messaging, from Simply Be to The Spiritual Hustler to my new book to honestly all the content that I've been sharing for years since I really connected with them, which is not that we are just empowered, but that we are self-empowered and that we are here on this planet for a reason to shift the planet into a different vibration of love and light. And that isn't a swan song and spiritual bypass and cheesy. Like, that is actually the mission, and it's a fucking hard mission. We are really renegades right now. And it isn't easy to follow your dreams, to be yourself, to speak up, to speak out, to stand for truth, to be unapologetically you out loud. That is fucking terrifying for most people. But you're here listening to my show because you have most likely chosen that path, or at least you're on that path and wanting to choose it even more strongly. And the Pleiadians have shown me that that's exactly why I'm here. And side note on the topic of aliens. And by the way, I don't really even like to call them aliens. I typically like to refer to them as galactic beings. Alien is sort of, I think, offensive. Like, oh, you're alien here. You're an alien. No, you're extraterrestrial and from another part of this thing called the universe. And on that note, I'm gonna drop a fact, a data point from like NASA, literally in Harvard. So this isn't just Jessica's crazy made up ideological brain. This is actual science. I want you to listen to this for a second. This is important. There are more planets in the universe than there are stars. Okay. So we're on planet Earth in a 9-planet solar system rotating around our star, sun star. We're sitting at what's called the Goldilocks zone, planet Earth. Not too hot. That's Mercury, Venus. We would boil. We couldn't live there. Not too cold. Right. That's Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, etc. We're Earth. And because we're in the Goldilocks zone, life can form. Right? This is 4 billion years old. The first organisms came out of the ocean, manifested into amphibians, then became reptiles, dinosaurs, humanity evolved. I'm not a science expert, but I'm just giving you kind of a contextual understanding of what happened here and how this happened. 4 billion years, within the last 4 billion years. It's so much fucking time. So back to the stars. We look up at the stars in the sky. Like, picture the whole Milky Way lit up on full blast. That's just the sun stars. We can't see the planet. We can't see any planets rotating around the stars. The stars are too bright. There are more planets in the universe than there are stars. Now, the Milky Way, which has, I don't know, trillions and billions, not a scientist, just Jessica, billions and trillions of stars, is just one galaxy out of billions and trillions of other galaxies in an infinite, ever expanding universe, meaning there is no end to it and it keeps growing. That's also science. You can go to the planetarium in Chicago and there's a whole exhibit on this. And there's books and articles you can read. Don't take it from me on the Spiritual Hustle podcast. Go do your own research. But this is the truth. And this is what I have learned throughout my spiritual curiosity. And so when I think about other beings in this universe, it's scientifically impossible for there not to be any other life on this in this universe. We aren't the only creatures here in the universe on this tiny, little, tiny grain of sand. Like, planet Earth is like a grain of sand compared to all of the grains of sand on planet Earth in totality, and all the oceans and all the lakes and all the beaches. Like, that's just how small we are. Tiny grain of sand. That's planet Earth. And what's even more important to remember, and this is one of my favorite facts about this human experience, at least I believe it to be a fact, we chose to come to Earth. This wasn't an accident. We didn't just wake up one day in a human body with our parents as a baby. Like, no, we were sent here. We chose to come here. Whether we felt like it was going to be a blissful or painful experience or not, but because we live in what's a 3D reality where there is love and fear, where there is pain and there is bliss, there is linear time. It's hard. The human experience is meant to be painful so that we can evolve. We can become better. We can become wiser. We can become more of the light through the dark. And that is why I have found in this human experience things like decks and crystals and oils and a whole host of other things that I didn't even touch on today. I've called upon to help me. And I really wanted to take a moment today in this episode to introduce the Pleiadians, because they are a huge, huge part of my message and a huge part of my work. I believe that I am Pleiadian. We pretty much all descend from stars. We are made of stardust. I didn't say that. NASA did. Literally saw that on 60 Minutes years ago when the NASA scientists they were interviewing said, what people don't understand is that we are literally made up of stardust. So there's much more on this front. I hope that this opened up your mind, opened up your curiosity, got you that much more inspired, but also clear that your curiosity is for a reason, that you're onto something. And I want to encourage you to keep remembering and to keep waking yourself up, because this is our time to create a new earth, one that is predicated on love, on meaning, on purpose, on thriving, versus the old earth, which was around fear and lack and survival. And that is what the spiritual hustler is here to fucking do. That's what she's here to freaking write. A new paradigm. And you're a part of it. So trust your instincts, play with all the things, read all the books, continue listening to this show, share this show with anyone you felt could hear this message and actually hear it. Share it on social, tag me. I'd love to meet you on Instagram. I just want to remind you that reviews help this show get spread and seen by the masses, and we need the masses to shift this planet. And that's what one review at a time can help do. Don't take that for granted. Don't take your power for granted. Ever. Stay curious. I love you guys. I'll see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye.